Als nächstes folgt Nord, eine News-Show. Viel Spaß.
Herzlich willkommen zur FNOT News Show 2008.
Welcome.
Dieses Mal erklären wir euch wirklich alles.
This time we really explain everything to you.
Wir fangen an mit den etwas weniger erfreulichen Themen.
With a little bit less,
wir haben einen neuen Trend ausgemacht, und zwar Repression 2.0. Der fing an in China, nicht wahr?
Genau. Also das war zu den Olympischen Spielen. Da gab es die großartige Meldung, dass die chinesische Regierung Bulk-SMS rausgeschickt hat. Und zwar, also sechsstellig, ich glaube, was. Jedenfalls haben die so Messages rausgeschickt wie Obey the Law. Also das ist natürlich die Übersetzung der amerikanischen Medien. Aber haben quasi den Leuten SMS geschickt, so beobachten euch.
Genau, folgt den Regeln. Der Trick dabei ist, die Chinesen sind zwar viele, aber sind auch nicht so viele, dass sie wirklich alle beobachten können. Und die machen solche Sachen auch mit E-Mails und auch so, was ihnen sonst noch so einfällt, bis hin zu Pub-Polizisten, die sie tatsächlich irgendwo hinstellen, um den Eindruck zu erwecken, hier ist mehr Polizei und wir kriegen dich schon. Der Trend ist natürlich interessant und ich denke, wir werden auch ihn bald in Europa sehen können. Weiter geht's mit einer relativ tatsächlichen Überwachung, die uns in Polen aufgefallen ist. Und zwar in Polen kam ein Skandal hoch, dass nämlich der Inlandsgeheimdienst alle Postadressen, die auf Briefen draußen draufstehen, erfassen will. Und zwar läuft das folgendermaßen, was wir hier sehen, ist so ein Briefscanner, der in jedem normalen Postverteilzentrum steht, so sehen die aus.
Und wo kauft man Repressions- und Überwachungstechnologie?
Siemens!
Ja.
Interessant dabei ist, das gibt es schon seit mehreren Jahren. Also die deutschen Paketversender und Kurierdienste verschicken diese Informationen schon seit mehreren Jahren an die Amerikaner. Die Amerikaner wollen tatsächlich von jeder Brief- und Paketsendung schon die Adressen vorab wissen, bevor die bei ihnen eintreffen. Und weil Siemens, Amerikaner, hey, da lässt sich was standardisieren. Also wird da gerade ein internationaler Standard zum Austausch von diesen Daten funktioniert so, diese Daten müssen ohnehin erfasst werden, um automatisch Paketzustellung und Postsortierung zu machen. Und die Frage ist halt nur, ob man die Bilder, die jetzt gerade aus dieser Kamera fallen, von diesem Postverteilsystem, auf eine Platte schreibt oder nicht auf eine Platte schreibt.
Well, the question is, do you write that on
Datenleitung zur Zentrale des
Also es gibt noch den Punkt, dass man normalerweise ja die Postleitzahl gut lesen kann. Die ist halt groß daneben geschrieben, die kann man auch einfach OCR bearbeiten. Aber das Neue an diesen Anlagen ist eben, dass sie die ganze Adresse OCR haben.
Und bei Postkarten auch die ganze Postkarte.
Ja, yeah, the complete postcard, of course.
Weil man weiß ja nicht, wo die Adresse auf dem Brief steht.
Yeah, you don't really know where the address is on the postcard, right?
Ja, wir haben versprochen, wir erklären dieses Mal alles. Wir fangen an mit Geopolitik. Wir haben herausgefunden, wie so diese Geopolitik funktioniert.
Es
war ein schwieriger Prozess, wir haben da eine ziemliche Weile rumgerätselt. Und dann sind wir darauf gekommen, man muss eigentlich nur in den Spielwarenladen gehen.
Eigentlich ist alles ganz einfach und offen.
Genau. Also wir haben hier so einige bekannte...
We've got some famous people here.
Die Spieler treffen sich vor dem Spiel und während des Spiels zu Absprachen.
Genau.
Und was man diplomatisch lösen kann, muss man dann auch nicht mit Panzern lösen.
Genau. Also hier erklärt wahrscheinlich Merkel gerade Sarkozy, dass Deutschland sich eigentlich doch endlich mal einen schönen Strand dazu erobern möchte. Wir betrachten dieses Mal nur einen Spieler. Der hat jetzt vor seiner Weltkarte und dann zieht er eine Karte und die Karte lautet: Befreien Sie Georgien.
The card is Free Georgia.
Auch innerhalb von solchen Spielen gibt es ja auch Spannungsbögen. Die Situation kann schon mal vor sich hin eskalieren. Wenn man jetzt so eine Karte zieht, was tut man als erstes?
Ich habe geklickt.
Genau, man guckt erstmal, wer ist denn in Georgien gerade?
Genau, und dann muss man natürlich erstmal vorbereitende Statements abgeben.
You have to have some preparative
wir waren da schon immer und eigentlich
war we've been there all the time
und habt euch mal nicht so.
Das ist kein Angriffskrieg, das ist eine stabilisierende Eingriffsmaßnahme.
Genau. Und ja, genau, eine Stabilitätsmaßnahme, die zum Frieden und der Sicherheit und dem Wohlstand in der Region beiträgt. Besonders viel Spaß macht es natürlich, wenn man dann auf der anderen Seite so jemand hat wie diesen Herrn Saakaschwili.
Of course, it's very funny if you have somebody on the other side like this guy.
Sich bei der Arbeit beobachten ließ.
Who's been observed while working.
Also mal ehrlich, wenn Putin euch so anguckt, really, ihr würdet auch Putin an eurer Krawatte tragen. Like
you would eat your tie as well, right?
Und wir müssen noch konstatieren, also die Russen haben dieses Jahr echt zugelegt, was Propaganda angeht.
The Russians improved their propaganda this year.
Auf dieses Video bezogen haben sie, hat denn die Putin-Jugend, die heißt Marschi, also sowas ähnlich wie die FDJ in der DDR, nur mit Putin. Die haben Saakaschwili einen Satz marinierte Krawatten zu Weihnachten geschickt.
They sent him a set of marinated ties for Christmas.
Aber wartet. Nachdem die erste Runde rum war.
Also Nervosität erzeugen ist ein guter Anfang, aber man muss dann natürlich auch nachlegen.
Genau.
Und dann das ist der erste Punkt, but then have to continue, of course. And as you know, German weapons, German money. We want to play as well. Well. And then Saakaschwili could show some self-confidence. So the same clip as we see in N as well, that's from the Russian TV. and we bought the video with the best view. In the background there's a plane, nobody really sees it, and he's got panics, and yeah, it's got Koreg and his bodyguard, so yeah. should help against shrapnel, probably. Then we have another piece of Russian propaganda that we are going to look at. There's another source for that, just the Russian sources, and it says that Georgian inhabitants were calling the U.S. and they said there were all just tanks in in the region. But we can't see anything here in Georgia. So where are they?
Worried people who live there, and that was the caption.
And, and this photo is actually from a Russian newspaper.
And of course, there's also things that the EU is doing, how to solve it diplomatically. Putin, okay, he not only made good pictures and propaganda, but he also likes to do interesting statements himself. And in this case, he said, you should kick him out of his duty and hang him by his balls. And that might have been the most interesting diplomatic thing. But if you do this, then you end up like President Bush. And that's how they got rid of this.
Yeah. Putin can't do all his work for himself. That's why he has got Mr. Medev. And he plays Risk as well. He likes it. And he took the card to free the Ukraine. And he started with a statement, of course. We are gonna.
We'll protect the interests
for the
of
interest
our citizens,
of
no matter where they are. It's also it has two meanings. Like, do you want to protect the interests or the citizens?
And what we have here is a map with the Ukraine and the pipeline network going to West Europe.
If you look at this, you will see that there's like accumulation of
there's a little concentration in the West Ukraine next to Slovakia. Randomly, just by chance, there's a ethnic group called proceed. And there are 1.25 million people, and they declared their independence just right now and asked Russia for their help. Yeah, it's completely independent of the pipelines, of course. It's just by chance. And of course, the Ukrainian was a bit nervous then.
Or maybe we should say, when the Russians did notice that there could be a conflict, they built a big concern and put their artillery. And yeah, you can of course imagine how this could affect the gas pipelines in the area.
Well, just good to go back one step. The nice thing is we can see. It's not only in the Ukraine, it's just into Slovakia as well, so there's a lot of potential for other extensions of the scenario. Well, the Ukraine is understandably a bit nervous because he got the card Free the Ukraine.
Oh, and the first thing they did, they took away the weapons from the police.
Oh, no, just... in the Krim, in the Russian, they took their weapons away, and if you look at the Ukraine police, they look really, really scary, as you can see in the photo. But they took their weapons away. So they're like, no, we don't want any people speaking Russian with weapons there. And there are other countries with a better police there, with a better order there, with their parades.
Take a look at these interesting crosses they have at the back to be.
And here's also the solution. Heads up, there is a simple solution for that as well.
That was a preparation for the Olympics.
Yeah, exactly.
No shit, we're not making this up. And there's, of course, also modern technique. We have this interesting picture here. And we thought, well, now we have segways, we can also go to the Americans. This is also very interesting. So we thought to ourselves, well, we don't really have to talk about it a lot. U.S. Wahlkampf, and so we took a suburb.
What we see here is probably like half a billion of dollars. Which is there in houses that look like Lego. Yeah. There's another very interesting graph here. The translation from US dollar to Canadian dollars. The US people always look down on the Canadians a bit. And at the beginning of the curve, they have been publishing the $200 fakes. And they've been trying a fake with President Bush on it. And of course, you have to extrapolate how the next one would have to look at. And that would probably be this one on the right.
Yeah, the dropping dollar curves doesn't affect the U.S. only. It also affects the U.S.
Pope John Paul knew how the gesture of the year would look like.
A man can't fail.
And his successor has got a problem with a third of the priest being gay. He's looking at the drone for the imperator pose.
That's influencing how you're behaving. This
view here is the view from the from the Commerzbank urinals, and the red sign there is the Dresdner Bank, which just has been taken over by the Commerzbank. Well, we were thinking about employment
psychology.
Psychology is a boring studies, but it isn't. We're a bit of a fan of the pictograms for the crisis, and this one is by the Swiss people. that looks like this. And this pictogram is actually in the regional trains in Zurich. And it means like people with no money are not allowed here. And because there are lots of funny pictures of potential not having money anymore people. There's a gallery of people who won't have any money more anymore.
This one has flipped between. This is a little bit older. 1925.
Sometimes you don't even want to look at it.
Watch the courses in the background.
Fiery crisis. There's one image that it's one image that symbolizes the whole crisis, and for this one, of course, it's the one that is shown right now.
Yeah, we.
Maybe we should set up some funny awards for this year. We're starting with the Lame Excuse Award. And we thought of who. And so Richard Nixon is the person behind our Lame Excuse. And for those who don't know the story, it's the Watergate scandal. And he said, well, and probably my secretary pushed the record button, so yeah, so that's why he's the patron for our Lame Excuse Award.
There have been many candidates.
Well, the first candidate was the thing with the bailout. Well, it started with, yeah, it won't be that much. Yeah, we just. Well, the question is, how do you end up with the actual number that we need? Well, yeah, we take our thumb and we'll just name a large number here. And maybe it's just like 700 billion. Yeah, sounds like a lot of money, and we just might want to need that.
You don't have to say any more to this. And as ever, if someone pulls out some really big number out of his ass, this won't last long. And so this year, this message was.
Oh, something from the LBB?
Messenger from
a
German
messenger
bank.
Here on the stage?
LBB.
We're getting a package
LBB is
at
a bank
moment.
In Berlin. Actually, the bank of the country.
Now we're very excited about what is in the package. Yeah,
okay, a local cake that is made on Christmas. Stolen.
Oh, and data. Oh, it's a backup.
Does this get to us?
Ah, it looks like it's a data cake.
During
okay, nobody really looked, and it got more and more and more. And about a month later, they calculated it all together, and it was like 8.5 mil. What? I don't care. That's like the money they got out for bailout.
And of course, our. Especially nice, the Moody's rating agency was very nice. Well, they say that the rating it's the rating agency's fault, and they were saying it's AAA, and then they are really going to give them back the money. So the really important funds can buy that as well. And people were pointing their finger at the rating agencies as well. And if they didn't say it was okay, we wouldn't have invested in it. And Moody's had the excuse that it was a software error. Yeah, great. Really great. And that was the excuse. Yeah. Somebody was hungry in the end. Luckily, we don't have a knife here. Our data cake. Really, really nice. Yeah. And the data cake is... it's the winner of the Richard M. Nixon Lame Excuse Award. Because even we wouldn't have the idea if we were asked to think about it.
Okay, and now that we are discussing economic messages, China announced that they want to see all the source code from import devices. And they not only refer to dishwashers, they also mean software and everything that contains software. And as an example, we have the Transrapid here, the magnetic suspension train. And this is not only about import for resale, but also parts that you import and then reassemble in China. So it basically affects everything.
So China is apparently the new open source... head of the open source movement.
Okay, now talk about scientific messages. The NSA did something interesting.
Yeah, you all know the nice movie Sneakers, of course. There's this No More Secrets, and the NSA was looking for quantum computers, and they said...
So basically, they wrote up a position, opened one up, how to program an existing quantum computer. And as part of this thing, just assume that there is a computer, and what would you do with it if there was one? And if the NSA says that?
Well, of course, we don't have an image of a quantum computer, so we have an image that looks similar. Well, you know, the packages of the food, they always say, serving suggestion. Well, next award we have is the Franz Josef Joyce Bailout Award.
And here we have to like go back in time a bit. Okay, for me, with the Bavarian Bank. So, when the German Democratic Republic was almost bankrupt, Strauss used 1.5 million German marks as a credit. And the German Democratic Republic could, like, keep itself over water for 3 more years.
That's why it's the Franz Josef Strauss Bailout Award.
The funny story about that is that the bailout only really was valid for banks. But hey, once you have that much money, then a lot of people want something from it. And here's a few of those. American Express. They usually make credit cards, and in this case, they just changed to be a bank holding, so they could participate from the bank holding. GM, they have like a daughter company that does consumer credits for people who want to buy a car. And well, with this, we qualify for the bailout, don't we? And Volkswagen was the German bailout.
So VW was the... Yeah, we can copy that very nicely, so yeah. So the VW bailout should be sponsored by Porsche, of course. That would be really earned.
And the heaviest one was Aegon, that is a insurance company from the Netherlands.
And it's the winner of the award as well.
And they basically just bought a bank in America to get to the bailout. That was worth a prize.
So we've got two more awards here.
Two more. Okay.
We have the Inspector Clouseau Award.
For interesting police work. Exclusive, perfect police work.
Well, we start with the Operation Heaven, which is a child pornography case in Germany. They had 12,000 people who were suspected, lots of hard disks. And in the end, the prosecutors were very unnerved that most of the people were actually got there by chance and then went away because
thought it was really acting. Cologne, they just stopped the investigation, and Berlin hasn't opened a single one. And during a press statement, they said, well, they checked their people's equipment, and with some of them, they did find child pornographic material, but they were not able to name a number. So some may indicate three. We don't know.
Yeah. Next thing was the Castor transport. So the clowns army was a very interesting part of the protest culture, so that's really worth an applause.
Check out the expression on the policemen's faces.
So very nice was to that. With a demonstration in Berlin, I was standing next to a policeman and was listening to his radio. And they were actually talking about the location of the clowns, very detailed. So clown was very, very bad. The interesting thing about the Castor thing is that that's why they're in the awards, is the press release there.
12 policemen were injured by stone and bottle throwings, and a lot more have been damaged or injured without external cause. I think the number for external cause was bigger than the other one, right? Okay, that's when you would wish for the reporter to ask once again, are these numbers correct?
Maybe the soup was too hot or so.
Yeah, they have really heavy armor, and it hurts. Also, in other countries, there has been interesting police work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, in Greece, the police they were running out of tear gas with the riots there.
This picture doesn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, at this point, there was still tear gas missing available. Yeah.
Okay, the man in the background is using a laser pointer to indicate who the policeman is, so the stone thrower can target better. Okay, somebody in the audience used the laser pointer to shoot something at the protection, so you couldn't have seen it.
So they really ran out of tear gas there. And then they started to import countries of tear gas. So from those countries, we really get it, of course. Germany and Israel. Well, the less funny part there is they were working with tear gas from the 80s. A couple of people in the hospital because nobody knows what happened to that tear gas in the last 30 years.
Yeah, the army doesn't really care about the specs of the tear gas. And as soon as the delivery came in, they threw stones.
Yeah, and then in the end, the stones were empty as well. And that was a very bizarre report that people from regions where there were still stones.
So the economy works.
They were selling the stones to the police. And here's the visualization about that, because couldn't find any photo about it. Yeah, and the packet of small stones as well, please. So, another hot candidate for the award is our new Bundessicherheitshauptamt. Well, it's like the surveillance central. It's a little bit euphemistic than normally. And there are...
So it's some sort of a German federal security center.
Yeah, very, very exciting projects that they have there.
Okay, they are connected to both German federal networks, and one of them is being done by the German Telecom and the other one by EDS. And if you don't find that funny, we have two more messages.
And of course there's another very interesting
vendor?
Solution provider. That's a very interesting message there. Without security, there's no freedom.
So the German Telecom first lost 17 million data records, but the EDS is similarly interesting. For the English military, they were managing the data records, and 700,000 data records from the military, losing them, it's really, it shows competence. And these are the ones who create the secure networks for the federal government.
And there was a theory that this Bundesabgabenamt is a trial for the Interior Ministry to try out the zoo of material for the surveillance, which seems to be provided with the lots of backdoors, and they wanted to get rid of that and to get something from a more serious source there. So Siemens. Unluckily, well, Siemens seems to have sold that to somebody else. So, yeah. Another candidate from the private industry is the PanAmp AG. They are doing very nice statistics here. And that's the one about the building bombs documents on German service.
Every time you read interesting messages in the German media that people caused problems because of bomb instructions on the internet,
and the other one is the exactual explosions from the police statistics. So that's quite bad for the marketing, is it?
So the slide says actual explosions versus online availability.
Of this year's award are the interior ministers of the lenders and the federal interior ministers. That's from the start of the system. One is more competent than the others. What they have in the hand is the Tetra radio systems.
Well, some of them tried to interact with these devices, but Schäuble has already given up.
Yeah, so they have been trying that for like 15 years or so.
Yeah, Tetra is something they've been using in the... They really want to have in the German, because right now they use the analog thing that can be listened in on.
Yeah, so the winner of the Inspector Clouseau Award. Then we have another award, which we have a lot of fun with, the Balls of Steel Award for having balls of steel, apparently. And we have very nice candidates there. The first one was this artist who is walking through the London city.
And if you look exactly, what is it he has around his belly? He's walking around that through London, around Buckingham Palace, and nobody stopped him. Only when he came to a
bank,
then they stopped him. And he also ran by police, but... In front of the bank, a person came out, and he found it very suspect that has this stuff around his belly.
Yeah, and then we have another... the Balls of Steel Award for his having Balls of Steel.
This is somebody good for our taste. I like it.
So in the field of the international trade, there are people who have balls of steel as well. For example, the Ethiopian National Bank recognized that they have gold bars that are actually made of steel.
There is a guy who basically sold golden steel blocks to banks, and they kept them for years, and they don't even know how many these are.
Yeah, another artist here. Yeah, a hot candidate this year is Anonymous.
The Scientology demonstration.
And the Scientology demonstration was so great. We had so much fun with it. Well, just to Rickroll Scientology was so good. Yeah, we can't even top that.
But there was one situation with how many people demonstrated in how many cities, and Tokyo was, well, there was one person protesting against Scientology.
And there were some creative posters here. OT7 is operating Tizen 7. It's a Scientology insider joke.
And you can only reach this after you have paid 10 million. And he says, yeah, help, I'm stuck on level OT7. Unfortunately, we don't have a picture of the Tokyo person. Well, Scientology probably has very interesting pictures of him. And instead of that, we used this picture.
Yeah, and the winner of this year's Balls of Steel award is this French nuclear energy opponent, who alone, well, alone in 7 meters height, she put the rope there, and they took 6.5 hours to cut her out of the trees. Yeah, so the next one will be persons.
Yeah, that's an interesting category. We have clear cases of suicide. This is suicide with 150 knife hits. There have been very interesting and bizarre cases. The next one is... something else. This is the person who wanted to admit that in 2000 and 2004 he manipulated the elections in the US for Republicans. He basically said openly, I want to say that on court, but 2 weeks earlier his plane crashed. Maybe somebody manipulated that. So this guy definitely...
You had a nice theory about that, why these people are actually fly planes.
Yeah, an obvious question is, if there's a mysterious plane crash, why are you flying sport planes anyway? Okay, it's an interesting alternative, as opposed to being at home and not doing any risky things at all. Then you would have to be killed using polonium. And that is much less comfortable than a plane crash. So I can't really blame him to rather
and
crash
an
airplane.
And then there was another car crash. We have some more. So the CEO of Baidu, a Chinese search engine.
On the 31st something of 2007, he sued the music industry. And that was not the first time that he won. And on the 2nd of January, 2 or 3 days later, he had a car crash.
Yeah, well, that happens.
Yeah.
Well, Putin is not very easy on his critics as well, so... of course, that was a very case of suicide, a very obvious case.
That was the police chief of Manchester, whose job it was to research the CIA recession flights. He was found dead in the snow with a half bottle of gin next to him.
Yeah, and of course, credit card fraud is not very riskless.
He's almost a candidate for Bolts of Steel because he actually used an insider for to steal data from visa applicants, including credit cards of these people, and he sold them on the black market. And, well, they figured it out.
Yeah, of course, he wanted to name his co-conspirators.
That would have been very uncomfortable. And he also had a car crash as a result.
No, he was shot.
Oh, right, yeah. Oh, well, in America, you don't really, you know...
Yeah, car crash. We come to something else.
Car crashes also occurred. Very interesting.
Yeah. Right-wing extremists. The Antifa made a very nice...
This one says, finally consequent, now including self-mord.
Even in Switzerland, there are right-wing populists, and they drive during the day against one of those wagons there. And of course, the classic one was Haider, of course. You've seen that.
It was an Austrian politician.
With Haider, there are some interesting peculiarities there. So as Haider crashed, and we thought, well...
Okay, it is something that happens more often. And maybe somebody there's not too many Nazis in Europe. And I don't know why they always ride such big cars such fast.
The date of the death on the... death of Haider.
On his... where you put dead people in?
Why things are standing there? So like, Uwe Barschel also died on the 11th of October.
And it's the same death date on the coffin of Haider. And that is an interesting theory. Titanic, a satire magazine in Germany, said Haider was killed by a group of foreigners. Question mark. Now we're talking about drugs, and in Mexico, it's very interesting this year, because Mexico is the transfer point for drugs into the U.S., and that's why the U.S. always have a lot of pressure on Mexico to solve their drug problems, and that's, well, they find a lot of...
Interesting, the economic dimension about that as well. In the strip, the last 3 miles after the border on the American side, there are 6,700 licensed gun shops, and the most part of the guns that are used in the drug war, they are legally bought in the U.S. And they only have weapons, they also have boats.
And dealers use self-made submarines.
And this here... they were actually caught one time. And on the other side, the government was using high-tech weapons. Here you see Mexican policemen.
And there's a story related to it. So this is not photoshopped. There have been cases where in drug-related shootings, police weapons have been involved. And the amount of these increased so bigly that in Tijuana they had... analyzed all the police weapons so that they don't have to go out without a weapon, they gave them slingshots.
So these are original slingshots, police slingshots from Tijuana, Mexico.
Mysterious plane crash.
For 300, please.
And the drug dealers they got, at a certain point, they're not nervous anymore. They just fight back if they are being caught too often. And on the other side, there can be mysterious plane crashes, such as the Ministry of the Interior, who is fighting on the front.
So there was a plane crash where the Ministry of the Interior and the most important drug
analyzed that, and they just suspended 20 people from the police force because it was totally not clear who was working for the state and who for the drug mafia.
In this region, there are more mysterious plane crashes.
This is such a bizarre story. So let me talk a bit of it. In England, they not only have train spotters, they also have plane spotters. These are folks sitting at airports and basically write down the serial numbers from the airport aircraft, the registration numbers. And these people actually figured out which the charters airplanes are from the CIA. And one of those airplanes on this list crashed in Colombia with cocaine on board, and election machine executive.
So this is not the most bizarre part of it all. The executive was an executive at a company that was owned by Venezuela and was selling voting machines to the U.S.
And that was the ones of one-third of the counts in the ballots in the U.S. were counted.
And the pilot was a veteran who was flying drugs for like 20 years or so.
And when we read that, well, you think, oh, okay, maybe it's one airplane with crash and with drugs, but they might be careful now. But no, that's not right. There's a lot of planes crashing with drugs. And this is the case where you have the most interesting pictures. And the plane only crashed because it was loaded too full, overloaded. This happens so often that they thought about translating CIA as cocaine import agency. And there's not only cocaine, there's also opium. After Afghanistan was freed by the Taliban, the opium export has quadrupled. And then we thought, well, actually it should be opium import agency, and we Googled, and indeed, the CIA does have a department with this name, and it says Office for Iraq Affairs, and well.
And that matches perfectly with the timeline, of course. Well, there was promising flowering landscapes in the east, maybe not that much to the east, but yeah.
The nice thing is there are statistics about economic things, and opium is economy in Afghanistan. There's not much more they can export. And in the individual provinces, there are assumptions about how much they make there. And the bottom number shows twice the
amount needed for the whole of the world.
Yeah. So if the demand goes up, why does the price not go down?
So we found a wonderful time where analysts said, we don't know where all the opium actually went. So to say it again, it's like in 1 year, they produce more than the double of the world need opium just disappeared. So we asked, apparently somebody really needs a lot of opium somewhere. Maybe just for your personal need or so.
Yeah, there have been a few stories. One of the very nice stories, they had 300 tons of hashish, and they found that also in the area. It's quantities where they didn't even know how to get rid of these. So the British folks who found it and were responsible for it, they called the Royal Air Force, and they basically bombed the hashish from airplanes. Yeah, these are problems.
Yeah, also wir kommen langsam dem Ende, dann gehen wir uns.
okay, we're coming to the end soon, and we thought here's one picture that doesn't really reflect, like, it reflects like no other.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything that ends well is well.
Facepalm. Thank you.